Time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm not in there today, but I will be soon.
Good.
Yeah, so I want to talk about and continue talking about the work of Dr. Brené Brown, the book of The Gifts of Imperfection. I've been relishing this book, loving it, and because it has a lot of very helpful, there's a lot of greeting card kind of books out there, you know, just be happy, just focus on the good stuff. And she's very, very tangible in helping me and other readers think through, well, what does that mean exactly? And how do we cultivate our authenticity? So, like, for the what I want to talk about today is self-compassion and letting go of perfectionism. And so let me start with the quote that she has at the beginning of that chapter. The thing that is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work of becoming yourself. That's Anna Quinlan. And it's true. It's very, very hard to let go of perfectionism, which I was surprised to learn, but makes a ton of sense, is very connected in with shame.
Mm-hmm.
She has, her first book was I Thought It Was Just Me, and she was doing an online book group. And this woman wrote her and said, you know, I think your work's great. I don't think I have shame, but if you ever do anything on perfectionism, let me know. and she wrote back to Paul, actually, they're inextricably linked together because perfectionism is not the same as striving to do your best. That's the inside-out kind of motivation. Most of perfectionism is to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we look good? Nobody will think badly about us. We won't be judged, so we don't have to judge ourselves. You know, so there's something very healthy in striving for what you care about and are motivated, but it's diminishing in a way, diminishes ourselves if we try to avoid harsh judgment because we're imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things she taught, and what's interesting, and I guess lovely in a way to learn, it's not just me, that book, I Thought It Was Just Me. It's important to know that if you find that you might be harsh on yourself because you're not perfect, you are not alone. That is a very common aspect of the human condition. I was on this teleconference call. These women have work they call the inner mean girl.
Yes.
And on this call, there were hundreds of women on this call. She said, rate how harsh is your inner mean girl, that harsh critic, judge, gremlin, whatever you want to call it. And I was really sad to see how many people hit 4 or 5, 5 being the most harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, and I've done it. I understand this. I know how lacking in compassion I could be for myself. And so in this book, The Gift of Imperfection, she references the work of Christina Neff, who has done all of her research about self-compassion, which I think is such a cool thing, and it's very practical. You go to her website, self-compassion.org, and she has a self-assessment. How compassionate are you with yourself? And I thought, I'll do pretty well. I went on, I was like, well, I did well in some areas, and in some areas, not so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three parts to self-compassion. One is, how, just like you are with, think about someone that you care about and how compassionate you could be with them when they're going through a tough time. The question is, how kind are you to yourself when you are going through a tough time or you've disappointed yourself in some way? How much do you really turn on the inner nurturer? You know, what do you need right now? And there kind of thing. And the second element of self-compassion is, how much do you understand that your suffering and your feelings of inadequacy are part of the human experience? So it's not just you. It's not that you're deficient. And the third is mindfulness. So we're self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness means that we let ourselves feel whatever we're feeling, but we don't get attached to it. We don't ignore the pain, but we don't think of ourselves, you know, get overly attached to the pain. Like, oh, see, I'm not good enough.
Mm.
And so on this website, there are also exercises, and a lot of the exercises, which has been my experience too, is just gently observe yourself. If you can catch yourself, you know, in when you have disappointed yourself, if you can observe, well, how do I deal with that, and how harsh am I, and how do I change that voice? Don't fight it, Don't be compassionate to your lack of compassion. Now that's hard to do, but first, just noticing it and noticing, am I being really hard on myself? Yes, I've disappointed myself, or yes, I'm going through a tough time, or yes, this is really hard. And yet, what do I need right now? What would be helpful for me? That wonderful inner nurture. And she has lots. This is Dr. Christina Neff, who has lots of fabulous ideas of how to support yourself in moving to be a bit more compassionate. So it's not just about, and I love this stuff, it's not just about think good thoughts, which is great. This is great. But it's also learning some ways to support ourselves in the tough times as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so The Gifts of Imperfection by Dr. Brené Brown, there's lots of stuff on the internet. If you're not really into reading books, she's got lots of 8-minute videos on the internet that you can read. But the important part is if we can start peeling away the harshness and what we're supposed to be and learn how to be gentle with ourselves, that actually allows us to be more gentle with all those around us as well.
Nice. Thanks, yeah. Marcia.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.